Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to do a deep dive on something a lot of you have requested: thought leadership. You know, we all want to make our brand stand out and, you know, be super memorable, even when customers aren't ready to buy just yet. So to get into it, we have this really great Forbes article. It's called The Thought Leadership Maturity Curve: Growing Your Brand Through Content. And it was written by Rekha Thomas, who's the CEO of Path Forward Marketing. The article talks about this really interesting study by the Ehrenberg Bass Institute. And it found that something like 95% of potential customers, they just aren't actively looking to buy at any given moment.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big number.
It is.
It just shows how important it is to stay top of mind, you know, even when people aren't thinking about buying anything.
Exactly. So how do you actually bridge that gap? That's where thought leadership comes in. And I'm really excited to hear your perspective on this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the first thing to remember about thought leadership content is that it's not about pushing products or, you know, making those hard sales. It's really more about building that trust and authority with your audience. You know, it's like
becoming the go-to friend for advice.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're that trusted source of information.
Yeah. Even if you're not actually, you know, selling anything at that moment.
Yeah, totally. So how does this all look in practice? The article mentions this thing called the thought leadership maturity curve.
Right. Yeah. So the thought leadership maturity curve, it's basically a framework that breaks down the stages of, you know, how thought leadership develops. And the first stage is called inform.
Okay.
And at this stage, you're really focused on just sharing valuable information that's based on, you know, existing research and data. So you're thinking about things like infographics, blog posts, ebooks, you know, all those easy to digest pieces of content that offer insights to your audience.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like curating all the best information out there and making it easy for people to understand.
Right.
But what if everybody's doing that? I mean, how do you actually stand out from the crowd?
Yeah, well, that's where the second stage comes in, extend.
Okay.
So in this stage, you're taking those existing insights, you know, the ones that everyone's sharing, but then you're building on them with your own unique perspective.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you offer a vision of the future, or you take a stand on a certain industry issue. It definitely requires more effort, you know, and some internal collaboration. But it starts to position your brand as more than just, yeah, that aggregator of information.
So you're not just echoing what everyone else is saying. You're kind of like adding your own analysis and interpretation to it.
Exactly.
Okay, very cool. So what comes after that?
Well, then you move into stage three, which is called originate.
Yep.
And here is where companies really start to, you know, conduct their own research. They're going beyond relying on others. So they might use surveys or focus groups or even in-depth interviews to unearth those, you know, truly unique insights.
Okay, so instead of just reporting on trends, you're actually shaping the conversation yourself. But that must take a lot of time and resources.
It does. Yeah, you might even need to bring in, you know, some outside expertise or build up your own research capabilities. But the payoff is that you're now seen as that primary source of information. You're not just, you know, rehashing what's already out there.
Wow.
And then finally, you reach the top of the maturity curve, which is called predict.
Okay, this sounds next level. What does it actually take to get to this stage?
Well, companies at the predict stage, they're using their own platform data, customer insights, and, you know, their deep industry knowledge to really anticipate future trends and challenges.
Wow, so they're not just analyzing what's already happened. They're looking ahead and trying to forecast what's coming next.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they can connect the dots and kind of paint a picture of what the future might look like, which is super valuable in a world that's constantly changing, right?
Yeah, totally. I can see how reaching that level of, you know, foresight would solidify a brand as a thought leader. It's like you're providing that guidance and direction in a world that can often feel chaotic. But I have to wonder, why go through all this effort? Like, what's the actual benefit of climbing this thought leadership ladder?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? You know, like, why bother with all of this?
Yeah.
But remember that stat we talked about? Like, 95% of customers just aren't ready to buy at any given time.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it's all about staying on their radar.
Exactly.
Even when they're not thinking about making a purchase.
That's it.
Gotcha. So thought leadership is kind of like a long game then.
It really is. Yeah. Wow. It's about building that brand equity.
Yeah.
You know, so that when those customers are finally ready to buy, you're the first one they think of.
But it's more than just name recognition, right?
Right.
It's about being seen as that trusted authority.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you're constantly putting out insightful content, you're showing that you really understand your industry. You get it. You know the challenges. And you're not just trying to sell something.
Yeah.
You're showcasing your expertise and your ability to solve those complex problems.
Right.
Even the ones that might pop up in the future.
So you're like a valuable resource then.
Right.
Almost like a partner.
Exactly.
Instead of just another company trying to make a sale.
Exactly. You become a trusted advisor.
Yeah.
Someone they can turn to for guidance and insights.
Makes sense. But how do you actually measure the return on investment for thought leadership?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. It's not always about those, you know, immediate conversions.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's more of a long-term thing.
Yeah, think of it this way. When people see you as a thought leader, they're way more likely to choose you.
Yeah.
When they are ready to buy. Even if your prices are a bit higher.
Yeah.
Or a competitor's offering some, you know, flashy promotion.
Right.
They trust you. They value your expertise. It's like choosing a doctor.
Right.
You know, you'd probably go with the one who's published research and is known for their innovative techniques.
Yeah.
Even if their office isn't the most modern or whatever.
It makes sense.
It's about that reputation.
Yeah.
That credibility.
Gotcha. So we talked about why thought leadership matters.
Right.
But how do you actually do it? Where do you even begin?
Well, the first step is figuring out what you're really good at.
Okay.
What do you know better than anyone else? What unique insights can you offer? You know, it's like finding your thought leadership superpower.
Okay, yeah, that's a great way to put it. So once you've figured that out,
right.
Then what?
Then you got to think about the best ways to share that knowledge. You could do blog posts.
Yeah.
Articles. White papers. Videos, podcasts, webinars, even speaking engagements.
So many options.
It's about finding the right format
mm-hmm.
for your audience and your message. And don't forget about storytelling.
Oh, yeah. Stories are powerful.
People connect with stories. So try to weave in real life examples.
Okay.
Case studies, anecdotes. It'll make your content more relatable.
And more memorable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, thought leadership isn't about being a robot, you know.
Right.
It's about being human, sharing your knowledge in an engaging way.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's a journey.
It is.
Not a destination.
Yeah, you're always evolving.
Right.
Pushing yourself to think differently.
And even if you're just starting out, you know, it's important to just put your ideas out there.
Totally. You never know who you might inspire.
So this Forbes article we're talking about today,
yeah,
it ends with a pretty thought-provoking question. What kind of thought leadership content
right.
would be most impactful for your specific industry right now?
Yeah, that's such a good question because what's groundbreaking in one industry might be old news in another.
Right.
It's all about context.
Yeah.
You got to understand the challenges and the opportunities in your field.
So, for example, in a fast-paced industry like tech,
right.
thought leadership might be all about predicting future trends.
Exactly.
And helping businesses keep up with those changes. Exactly. But in a more established industry like manufacturing, it might be more about sharing best practices.
Okay.
You know, for improving processes or sustainability.
So it's not about creating generic content.
No.
It's about tailoring your message
right.
to your audience's needs.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is all about, you know, making it relevant to your audience.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, there's something else that's super important, and that's authenticity.
Oh, you mean like being genuine?
Yeah.
When you're talking about thought leadership, not just trying to sound smart, but actually, you know, sharing things you believe in.
Exactly. People can always tell when you're faking it.
Oh, for sure.
So be yourself.
Yeah.
Share what you're passionate about and let your personality come through in your content.
I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's about building trust.
Right.
You know, through that genuine connection.
Yeah. And it's a lot more fun.
Totally.
Than just churning out that, you know, corporate jargon.
Yeah, for sure. Enthusiasm is contagious, right?
Yeah.
It is. When you're excited about something, people can feel that,
right?
And it makes them want to learn more.
Makes sense. So find your passion.
Yeah.
And let it fuel your thought leadership.
Exactly.
I love that. What a great message. But you know, what about people who are just starting out, who maybe feel a little intimidated by all of this? You know what? If you're not a CEO or a world-renowned expert, can you still be a thought leader?
Of course. Yeah, thought leadership. It's for everyone.
Okay, good.
You don't need a fancy title or a huge following.
Right.
If you have something valuable to share, there are people out there who want to hear it.
That's really encouraging. So you don't have to wait for permission or reach some, you know, level of expertise.
Just start sharing what you know.
Yeah, just
find what works for you.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong way to do thought leadership.
You know, it's funny because that actually makes it seem a lot less daunting.
Yeah.
When you realize that.
Yeah. Find your own voice.
Yeah, find your voice. Find your style. So for those who are just getting started,
yeah,
what's the most important thing to remember?
I think the most important thing to remember is that thought leadership, it's not about selling. It's about serving. It's about using your knowledge to make a positive impact.
Wow, I love that.
You know?
Yeah, it really shifts the focus.
Yeah.
From self-promotion to, like, genuine contribution.
Right.
It seems a lot more fulfilling that way.
Yeah, and when you approach it with that mindset, the rewards will come naturally.
This has been such a great conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. And to everyone listening out there, I hope you feel inspired to embrace thought leadership.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not about being perfect.
No.
It's about sharing what you know.
Yeah.
And making a positive impact.
Exactly. And have fun with it.
Yes. Till next time, keep diving deep.